gentlemen, welcome to the AM Hookah Podcast. You've been waiting for it, and we're live in 3, 2, 1.
What is up, Midnight Tokers, Afternoon Inhalers, and AM Hookah Smokers? This is the AM Hookah Podcast, your weekly hookah podcast, every Monday, starting right around 6:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, here on YouTube and on Twitch. I am the M in the AM, and the man with me is the man that sometimes uses his mind to smoke a hookah without a bowl, Mr. Pipe Dream, Adrian Hunter. How are you doing this week, my friend?
Yo, I didn't write the notes this time. That explains what you just said.
It was great.
What's going on, Matt? Real quick, before we get to our far end of the show, I do just want to remind everyone in the chat that you're all above 18 because I know you're good people. And if any of you that are below the age of 18 or sometimes 21, depending on where you live, please leave because you're not welcome here by law. Anyway, moving on. I'm not the cool one here. Everyone always sees me. There's someone else here that's really cool.
Yes, this week we are joined by the hookah bowl throwing legend himself. In fact, he's such a legend. We have an awesome story that we're going to be sharing with you about him, in fact. I was told that he's the Bob Ross of Hookah Lives. You know him for his talent and his good nature in the hookah community. Please help me in welcoming back to the show, Mr. Kyle Smith of Relics Rings. How are you doing, Mr. Kyle Smith?
Dude, I am glad to be sitting down and talking to you guys. It's been a day.
It has. It has been a crazy day for you. You had a delayed flight, and you were unable to make it back in a orderly time, so you're kind of rushing, and we understand that completely. Obviously, we're just happy to have you here on the show. You were in Tennessee this weekend. What were you doing in Tennessee?
Just jabbing on your Titans, man.
I know. Why are you doing that? They don't deserve that at all. Not at all, in any way.
No. They'll write me a letter about it, I'm sure, about how I'm influencing the children
in a poor direction. It's funny that you were dabbing on them, though, considering your team is the Carolina Panthers and Mr. Cam Newton dabs so much exactly. That he broke his back. Yeah. That's why my quarterback doesn't dab, because he doesn't want to break anything.
I mean, if you're at a red light and you see like a hot chick, you got to dab, even if it means flipping your car. Yes.
Am I relevant yet?
Oh my God.
Hold on. Wait.
Seeing Adrian dab has made my day completely. This is amazing. Okay.
God, I was looking for a water bottle to toss while you did that.
Nice.
So you're in the middle of actually packing one of your Relics bowls right now. What step are you into at the moment?
Yeah, good timing. So I have loaded it up with the selection of herbs and spices, and I'm on the hole poking phase. Just finished that up. I'm about to tear the foil off.
Oh, okay. And how do you go about to? Because I don't. You may have seen this for me. I like to tear the foil off by taking my poker and just sliding it down on the side of it, and then using that as kind of like my starting point to rip it across. How do you like to do it?
That's exactly, yeah, I love that. Mm, there's something so satisfying about stabbing that foil and ripping out to the corner.
Oh, that's perfect.
Yeah, I just find a corner. I don't know how much you can see from this angle.
Oh, we can see it a little bit.
Tilt it down a little bit.
Maybe a little bit. There you go. Something like that, maybe.
Yeah. So, yeah, I just take a foil poker. I'm using one of the peace pokers from Stone Bowls.
Nice.
Compliments of Sally. Thank you, Shisha Savage. And I just stab it right there. And rip towards that corner. It kind of gives you, like you said, a starting point. And you just kind of tear towards you and up as you rotate. Now, I just got this bowl back from one Mr. Jeremy Bird. He had it for, well, he's had it since Christmas. I went up there to see him over Christmas. Mm. So I'm sure I'm going to fuck this up because that's the first time. It was literally on my doorstep when I just got home right now. They're all a little different. All right, yeah. Then once you tear off the foil, give you a down and dirty tutorial here. You just, same thing, Matt, you always covered this really well in your video. You make kind of like a C shape with one hand over the bowl, put your thumb on the other one, like the open side, and you just kind of apply even pressure, twist, wait till you feel it sink down just a little bit, then you twist again, rinse, wash, repeat, and I might actually pull this off on camera live. Yes.
Oh, I heard that. I heard the thump, which means that it's closed. Bingo. Perfect. Yeah. All right.
And we're ready to smoke.
Awesome. Awesome. Very cool. Well, this week, as you know, we're joined by Mr. Kyle Smith, which is awesome. We're going to be going over some really cool things. We have a game that is planned that I think is going to be very exciting and very fun. It's not the game that me and you originally talked about, Kyle, because there's still some stuff that we need to get set up. The reason why I'm saying this is because I want people to be excited. But there's a very cool game that we have planned in the future that we're trying to get all the pieces to, obviously. But it's going to be a fun game that we have planned for. It's going to be Adrian versus Kyle Smith. It's going to be fantastic. My wife just brought me some water because I forgot to, in all this madness, I completely forgot to get some water for myself, which is a sad part for me. Let me get a drink real quick.
Well, while you're drinking, I don't have water, but I definitely have some beer here. Do you know why I have beer, Matt?
The beer garden.
Right after this podcast, is Wetbeard part of the beer garden today, Matt?
Yes, he is.
As the AM Hookah team started to kind of delve into your territory, look at that.
Yes, we're taking over Hookah University. No, that's not it at all. Captain Wetbeard, a good member of our team, is going to be on the beer garden. The beer garden is going to be on Hookah University directly following the AM Hookah podcast. It's going to be a fun time. I'm going to head over there as well. They're going to be talking about all sorts of things. Obviously, they go over like beers and pairings and just all sorts of fun stuff. But we're going to be talking about that a little bit later in the show as well. But let's try not to waste too much time. Let's go ahead and call our good friend Bracken, the producer of the show, and see what he is up to at the moment, see what we can get him to talk to us about. So, Bracken, are you there? Bracken, can you hear me, Bracken?
Hello.
How are you doing?
Man, this is really fun to watch Kyle packing a relics ring. Just get to live vicariously through him.
Get out of here.
Are you up to at the moment, Bracken? What are you doing
right now? I'm smoking some Zumerit Da Vinci. It's like the Da Vinci Code, because Tom Hanks needs to swoop up in here right now and help me figure out what the heck this flavor is. The picture on the packaging is like a bunch of fruit and stuff, and like I kind of get it, but like I was smoking it with Ariel the other night, and there's like a couple other notes in there that they're not fruit. She thinks it's cinnamon or some sort of spice, and I was like, I thought it was like some sort of like cream. So like maybe it's like a lost horchata that went and hung out in the Caribbean with all the fruit, and then came back as like a fruit drink. I don't know, Da Vinci. It's a code. I don't know what it is. There's four arms and four legs and a naked dude. Spread eagle, right? That's all I know.
Side note, lost horchata sounds like a great name for a flavor. That sounds like a good horchata flavor name. I'd love to buy lost horchata because it sounds like something that is like...
Yeah, any tobacco marketing companies, I am for hire as a 1099 freelance marketing dude.
Owned by AM Hookah Podcast at this point, so...
Yeah, we gave him permission.
Yeah, exactly.
No, it's all about board.
Bracken, I got a question for you. We have some really cool giveaway stuff that we're going to be planning in the near future.
We do.
And we want to kind of kick it off with a fun giveaway. It's not going to be related to like products at the moment, but we want to give away some of our AM Hookah bowls, the currency that we have running here on the podcast. Lots of people have a lot of bowls. In fact, our good friend Eddie is like almost at 1,000 bowls right now. So what can we do to do a fun giveaway? To give away some bowls. What are your thoughts?
Honestly, giving away bowls is so fitting right now because we have the man behind the bowl, right? That one bowl that like everybody except for 12 people in the world want.
You know what? I've got my relics.
Okay.
Here, but I need my actual relics bowl next to me for this. I don't know why I just didn't grab it. I've ruined everything. I've ruined the whole show, really.
I think it's fitting that we give away some bowls.
Okay.
So I think we should give away like 250 of them, like you said.
250?
I think 250 is a good number.
Okay.
Can I chime in with a suggestion?
You certainly can, Mr. Kyle. What's up?
If you want to give away 250 bowls, you should just raise the max bet limit to 250 next time you're playing any game. Literally any game, Matt.
That's fun, except that ostracizes people who don't have 250. So why don't we do a giveaway that's open to every single person in the chat right now or anybody watching this afterwards? And let's give away 250 bowls. Like Matt said, we got some really cool stuff coming. All right. You want to find out more? You need to watch the Wednesday show, because that's when you're going to find out the next immediate cool thing coming.
The next giveaway.
It's a cool thing. We're doing it for y'all. All right. Y'all, the listener. You can tell I'm from Texas because I said y'all. All right. But we're doing it for y'all. We're going to give away 250. And I think we should do raffle copter. Let's do a raffle copter.
I like that idea. Nice. What I'm going to do right now is I'm going to drop a link inside of the chat. And in this link, you guys can go ahead and get it open into a subpage or something like that. There's going to be some steps. All you got to do is be a fan of the Facebook page. Follow us on Instagram. Follow us on here on YouTube. Follow us on Twitch. All those steps will get you an entry into this. And then next Monday, we will give away the 250 bowls. Very simple stuff. All you got to do is do the stuff that you probably are already doing. If you're already following us on those things, all you got to do is click on the link and it says following and you're already entered. You're fine. You just got to get that entry point by going to the raffle copter, hitting that button. You'll be entered into it. If you're not already following us on Twitch, you're getting an extra entry into it. Each one of these counts as an individual entry, and it will be 250 bowls given away right here on Monday's episode. Super excited for that, obviously, but I'll drop the link a couple more times in the chat as well as we kind of go throughout the show and stuff like that. But yeah, 250 bowls. Adrian, how's that sound to you?
It's coming out of my wallet. I mean, whatever.
I'm taking it directly out of Adrian's bowl wallet, and that's how we're getting.
Make I don't sure think I have 250 bowls.
Maybe. You probably do just from watching. You probably spent them all in the games.
I do. I heist and I never win.
Yeah.
Well, what we'll also do, Matt, is we'll also be posting this link on the Facebook page.
Okay, that sounds like a good
idea.
We'll
also be posting a link to the Facebook page from the Instagram. That way you can find your way to our Facebook page. The link will be there. Okay. So if you're watching the podcast after the fact and you don't have access to the live chat, or you're listening to the podcast, however you listen to your favorite podcasts, you can come visit us on Facebook, click the link, get entered. You have a week. Don't miss out. And also, this is going to be a fun way. I think we're going to introduce everybody and make sure they're familiar with the raffle copter system, because this is how we're going to be doing all of the giveaways on the AM Hookah podcast for the foreseeable future.
Yeah.
We may do some live stuff. We may, you know, change it up here and there, throw a couple audibles. But you want to make sure that you know how to raffle copter, because you want to make sure that you know how to win.
I agree completely. Well, thank you so much, Bracken, for stopping by and telling everyone how they can win 250 bowls. I'm sure we will be hearing from you a little bit later on as well. So thank you so much. We will get back in touch with you, okay?
Thanks for having me on, guys.
All right. Bye, Bracken.
Bye, Brack Daddy.
Bye, Bracken.
All right, Kyle. So excited to have you on the show, obviously. We're going to have a really good time talking about all sorts of stuff. I thought a fun way to start off this show was to talk about what it is that you did while you were waiting for your flight. I think this basically makes you a legend in so many ways. This is a super, super cool story. I'm going to be getting a picture ready that I can show off on the camera as well, because there's something really cool that happened. But please take it away, Kyle, and tell the audience about this really cool story that happened to you.
All right, let me start at square one. So my wife and I flew out to Nashville, Tennessee this weekend for a wedding. It's my cousin's wedding, but he roped me into videoing the wedding, since I used to do that. I went to school for it. Don't do it anymore. Haven't done it in like 5 years, but he was like, hey, you used to do that, right? Could you do it for free for our wedding? So yeah, being me, I said yes. So we're out there for the wedding. It's great. We're flying back Monday morning at 6:15. We get to the airport at like 5, and there's the biggest nightmare, worst case scenario line for the security checkpoint I've ever seen. It took us like a solid hour to get through it, and we missed the flight. Oh. So we could either pay $700 a person to fly back at like, I don't know, at a relatively soonish time from 6 a.m. today. Or we could pay $75 a pop and fly out at 4. So we were at that airport from 5:30 in the morning until 4 p.m.
That is a long time not to be smoking a hookah. So what does Kyle Smith decide to do? What do you do about that to alleviate your hookah problems?
Thank you for getting my rambling ass back on track, Matt. So we passed this little store on our end of the terminal, and it said smoking lounge. I was like, what? They have a smoking lounge? So I peeked in. I couldn't really see much in there. I figured it was just cigarettes. Later, I came back after it had been like 6 hours, and I was bored out of my mind. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to either make history or get kicked out of this airport. So I paid the $6 for my little hand stamp to get in. went into the corner and then just started setting up a hookah in front of this like real country Colorado guy. He was wearing like checkered plaid shirt. It looked like he definitely was like hardcore Republican, had never seen a hookah in his life. And he's just like eyeballing me the whole time. I get the hookah set up. I had my burner. I brought the burner in. I wasn't going to use quick lights. And I set the burner up on a little ashtray table.
You had a burner at the airport? That's legendary.
Yeah. All this shit got searched by TSA, of course, when I came in, and they let it all fly. So by the time I get the hookah set up and I'm puffing on it, that lady finally comes in to start tidying up, who checked me in. And her name, I'm going to mispronounce it. It was Sieta, I think. Sieta. She comes around, she does like a double take, and she goes, oh my God, hookah. And I was like, you know what it is. I'm not going to jail. The whole time I was petrified that, like, because literally right before I went in there to pack this hookah, I saw the police of the airport walking by with what, I don't know, guns, but it looked like an AR-15. It was a rifle. Like, it was an assault rifle. So, yeah, I was paranoid. She comes in, she sees the hookah, she freaks, and she's like, this is, like, big in my culture. I did not know white Americans smoked hookah. And I was like, yeah, it's, like, it's called shisha where you're from, I bet, right? And she's like, yes, it's called shisha. So she sat down with me, and I gave her a mouth tip, and we smoked for a little bit and took a picture. It was just the coolest. I smoked a hookah in a freaking airport.
That's actually legendary. Kyle, I got a question for you. You're a hose. Would you mind actually moving that off of the table? I think there's a chance it's causing some type of sound to go through your
mic. Absolutely. Sorry about that.
It's no big deal. I'm going to share this picture right now. This is the one that Kyle Smith from the airport smoking a hookah with the employee over there at the smoking lounge. This is absolutely awesome. I can't think of a more legendary story than this moment right here. This is fantastic. This is amazing, honestly. Like, I can't even believe it, to be honest with you. Like, you are in a smoking lounge at an airport smoking a hookah. Is that a Lotus 2, by the way?
Yeah, I had the Lotus 2 on the Brandon George Stone Football I picked up years ago.
with coconut charcoal. Like, if anybody else was to try to do this, like, I guarantee you they would have been like, well, let me go get some, like, quick lights or something. That might, you know, make it or work or something. But no, you are like, I'm not going to do anything that could possibly hurt my session as I'm here at the airport. And I just thought that was such a cool story that we had to take a look at it. So that's fantastic. Thank you so much for sharing that story. Kyle, I have to literally bow to you and say that you are the absolute legend.
Thank you. I like to think I am.
Well, let's go ahead and get into the show as we normally do and talk about what it is that we are smoking here on the AM Hookah Podcast, brought to you by our good friends over at Prestige Bubbles Coconut Charcoal. I use the Jumbo Flats because that's what I love to use. It keeps my bowls well lit, as well as Adrian as well. Let's go ahead and get into it, talk about what it is we're smoking. Adrian, what are you smoking on this fine, fine day?
You know, I was going to smoke something else that I just received today, but I said, we'll wait. I'm smoking Tangier's New Lime out of not a Relics bowl because I just wanted to have them next to me. So, like, whenever I wanted to, I could be like, me too. Right? So I'm smoking out of an Alien Resurrection bowl, or an Alien Flashback bowl, okay. Solid bowl, white net, you know, the whole deal. White net pair, matching hose, sun tight mouth tip, Neo Lux base.
Very nice. What about you, Kyle? What did you get yourself prepared for today's episode of the AMU podcast?
Man, I literally just whipped open my suitcase and packed up the same hookah that I had in the smoking lounge. I got like a basic Mia base on there. It's a little like portable Brazilian hookah called the Mumbai Maraja, I think.
Yeah, okay. Like, yeah.
The Prince. And this is the concept bowl that I made, the first one I ever made for the Hookah Heroes Relics ring release, the one that Jeremy's had for a while. By the way, Jeremy Bird, thank you so much. He sent me the bowl back and this dope ass carrying case. Ooh. That has like custom cut out foam pieces in it, plus he threw in some Zerb cactus blasts.
That sounds like Jeremy.
That does.
He's a good man.
Very much so.
Apologies, I am smoking a cashmere apple with some cane mint.
Oh man! Ooh,
yeah,
what? Yeah. I should have worked at the K Peach for this episode. What have I done?
I didn't have any.
I should have broke out the static starlight, but I'm all out of it, sadly. Okay, so what I'm smoking, I am using my Relics Ring Bowl, and I'm using my my Phoenix on top of that. And then I am smoking my Alpha Comma Ice Pear and Lemon Ginger Mixture that I really like quite a bit. It is a very fantastic tasting flavor with my Like Smoke and my Jumbo Vase, obviously, kind of my basic AM Hookah setup as well. Basically, kind of the same stuff as always, but this flavor is smoking wonderfully. It's always very good. I am loving my Relics Ring. I was actually going to use it last night, but I decided that I was going to use it for the show today, so I did not use it. That way I would have it to use it to smoke, though I do like Adrian's idea of having it next to him at all times so that he can just kind of show it off basically whenever he wants
to. Say Relics Ring?
Exactly.
Wait, Relics Ring? What if it was just a Relics Bowl?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
Hey, Adrian, how many Relics Bowls do you have at this point?
Four.
Yeah, you've got four times as many Relics Bowls as I have.
Call me a collector.
Yeah, I'd say so. Okay, so this is super cool. Very quickly, Kyle, you sent me and Adrian both a package, and I think you wanted us to open it on the show, and we did.
I flubbed that up.
Well,
we
flubbed it up.
You should have just read.
Yeah.
I didn't read.
Yeah, I got way too excited. I just wanted to point this out and say thank you to Kyle very quickly because he did send us a small little care package. As you guys know from the podcast, listening to me on a regular occasion, he sent some Tennessee Titans cards to me, some player cards, just some fantastic stuff, cards that I do not have in my collection at all. I don't have like a large football collection of cards, but this is so fantastic with Marcus Mariota, Corey Davis, even a Randy Moss. I don't even know where you found this. Randy Moss is a Tennessee Titan, which is just so crazy. There's just some really cool stuff. I geeked out. I was like a kid on Christmas. I called my daughter because I knew that she would appreciate it. I was like, Lily, look at what I got. And she was super excited too. So I just want to tell you, thank you. I thought that was fantastic. You're too kind, but know this, Kyle, I will be getting you back. I will be getting you back. I will.
All right, man. I look forward to it.
And I know where you live.
You too. I keep having to like secretly message your wife, Bridget, Matt, and ask for you guys' addresses because I keep losing them.
It was eating her up inside the other night. She's like, Matt, I have something I can't tell you. And I said, why would you tell me that you have something you can't tell me? That makes no sense at all. Why would you do that to me?
I got something too. And if you watch the GameCast, you know I play Magic the Gathering because I'm a neckbeard. And Kyle bought me Magic cards. So he sent me 10 packs, and I didn't read it. So immediately I'm like, what? So I messaged Kyle like, you didn't have to do that, Kyle. Thank you so much, because I used my voice detector. And then like I immediately laid them out on my coffee table and was like, let's open all of them. I've already sleeved all the rares. They're already in binders.
Oh, nice. Did you get anything useful? I had no idea what I was picking out.
I did. I play this big, fun multiplayer format. Don't need to go into too much detail, but I got some goodies for it, so it was great.
Fantastic.
My pleasure. Like, seriously, I know I wrote it in the card, but it means so much to me when I'm watching you guys on the podcast throughout the week and I see one of my Relics Bowls on like a promo picture, or if you're smoking it, especially like being so inactive like I have been while we're house hunting, just to still see my stuff out there and like relevant, it means the world, man.
Don't thank us too much, because honestly it's free content. So we're just kind of
we love it. We absolutely love it, trust me. All right, well, let's go ahead and get into, we got a couple of things for news that I wanted to mention very quickly before we get into the game, which is going to be the next part of this. But the news stuff, we had some really cool stuff going on for news. There's three main topics that I wanted to bring up. The first one was that the April Phoenix giveaway contest is going on in Hookah University. It's a really fun contest. The idea is they want you to put your setup together, take a picture, and then create basically a fake Tinder style posting for it. So like one of the ones that I saw was like a picture of the setup and it's like, hey, we don't got to like be like too close or whatever. I just want to hang out and have you smoke on me. Like it was very, very funny stuff. It's all very Tinder. It's if you're interested in winning one of these awesome Phoenixes, they're fantastic. I enjoy mine quite a bit. Head on over to Hookah University and you can find out more details about it. Hookah University is here in the chat right now. So
hi guys.
Yeah. Yes. Please. If you guys are interested in scoring yourself one of these, get that done. You will love it. I guarantee it's good. Oh no, I just did something I shouldn't have done. Uh-oh. Oh well, it won't break anything, I don't think.
Also, Tinder, Hookah University is waiting for the check. because that's free promotion.
I don't know about that. The next thing that I want to talk about is there was two new products. One of them was completely teased, and the other one was actually shown off. The first one was from Alpaca. I don't know if you guys both saw this one, possibly. I want to hear Kyle's thoughts about this, particularly if he saw it. But Alpaca is creating a new foil replacement, is what they're calling it, and it is a clay plate that is meant to replace foil. You put it right on top of your bowl, and it's a thin clay layer with holes punched into it already. And it's just basically replacing like a metal screen in a lot of ways.
Yeah, it's very reminiscent of a metal screen. Absolutely.
It's replacing.
Except for way fancier looking.
Yes, yes, very much so. So have you seen that yet, Kyle?
I did. I caught a glimpse of it when I was flipping through Instagram on like the super rare occasion that I actually do that. Yeah, I don't quite think I grasped the full premise of how it works. Is there a way to like lift it off of tongs? Is it inset into a lip? How does that work?
That's a good question. That's a very good question.
So it's inset into a lip. There was one part of the post that I didn't quite understand if it was made for a specific bowl or if it. Bracken is saying yes. He thinks that it was made for a specific bowl. So there's going to be a bowl and this piece that kind of go along with each other. And it does just you just put it right into like a lip basically. And it is a. It's very interesting. It looks very very cool. I want more information about it. Obviously, lipped alpaca bowls is what it's going to be used for. It looks like
the Apache and stuff, like the already existing lipped Apache bolt, like
I believe
the
so
alpaca lipples.
Yeah, I believe so. Yeah, it just looks really interesting. I did not grab a picture for it, sadly. It's a ceramic plate, has been used in thicker styles for a while. I'm worried about it cracking over time, overheating is what David Harris just said in the chat right now. That makes sense. I could see that possibly being a concern that could possibly happen for sure. But yeah, just really, really interesting stuff, obviously, always coming out from the guys over at Alpaca and stuff. So super cool stuff. Let me make sure I got this popped up correct. Okay. Sorry.
I think it's a cool, really cool premise because, you know, clay is going to transfer heat a lot more gradually than your tin foil is. So it'll probably help with hot spotting a bowl, bring it up to temperature at a much more even pace. The one thing just from the glance that I got at it that I'd love to see maybe in future batches is if I'm sure they're either spinning like a plate or doing like a flat press and then cookie cutter to make these. If they could just like imprint some texture on that to give it like a beveling so that your coals don't black out since it's a flat surface. Mm-hmm. I think it's an easy way to make
that would really, be ideal, right?
Yeah, really ideal.
Basically just take what Lotus has been doing all along, you know, make some type of way for air to pass underneath the coals.
Yeah.
One thing that I thought was interesting about this bowl is Omar himself stated that it's best used with blonde leaf tobaccos. He says it's suboptimal for use with like your dark leaves or even just your unwashed tobaccos like your Tangiers. So that keep that in mind if you want to buy one, but I'm going to pick one up because I collect stuff. So.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So do you. Everyone watching this.
Every single person. By the way, I did not give a big shout out to chat and everyone that hung around. I know we started a little bit late, but thank you guys so much for hanging out and hanging with us, obviously. Nova Fishing's here. David Harris is here. The Hookahologist, as always. Hookah University. Don't forget, obviously, Jeremy and Mr. David Harris are going to be on the Beer Garden right after this on Hookah University. So make sure you stop by and check that as well. And everybody else that is here as well. Thank you, Megan, for showing up. Rose F. Death was here earlier. The original super fan, Akeem, is here as well. And Paul, how you doing, Paul? Stop heisting, guys. There is no heist on the main show. No heist, no free-for-all. And stop laughing every time we mention winning bowls. Kyle, just because you take advantage of my poor ability to play video games every opportunity that you can.
Max bet every time.
Oh,
man.
My gosh. It didn't fail you at all, did it? It never failed you once.
No, I think I tripled my bowl and collection.
Be quiet. Night. Be quiet. All right, guys, let's go ahead and get into the fun thing that we have planned for today's episode. We have a splash screen, but we don't have a fancy splash intro with a jingle. I apologize, Adrian. I know how much you like them, so I'm sorry right off the bat. We're going to go ahead and get into this game. The game's name is called I Wish I May, I Wish I Might Have This Hookah Wish Tonight. That is the name of the game. That is the name of the game. Switching on over. Bracken, you're in the screen at the moment. You're going to be going away, I'm sure, in a little bit because you're going to be helping out with this game a little bit. Let's see. I'm trying to figure out a good way to make a bet on this so that we can have some fun with the people in the chat as well. So I think the most basic form of betting that we can do is the winner, right? So is it going to be Adrian or Or let me type in who is going to win. Let me explain the rules of this game. It's going to be pretty simple. We're going to show you a picture of an item that I was able to find on the internet. It was either off of like Wish, it was off of eBay, it was off of like Geek, all those kind of like random places you can buy hookah stuff with really all crazy right. prices. Exactly. I think you kind of have an idea of where this is going. And then I have two prices for you guys to hear about. There's a high price and there is a low price. And your goal by giving me a thumbs up for high price and a thumbs down for low price is to guess if it is the high price that is the correct price or the low price that is the correct price. That is your guys's that is how this game is going to be played. Adrian is price one of the price, options.
I like it.
Yes, and pretty simple, pretty easy. This betting is going to go ahead and start now. I'm going to open up the floodgates for this bet, by the way. You can bet one if you want to, or you can bet up to 500 bowls if you want to. Now, it's going to go for the entirety of the game. We're going to have 10 rounds, depending on time, and we will have a winner today. Let's put it that way. We will have a winner today.
I see what you're doing, Matt. You're opening it up to 500 bull bets when I can't bet.
Exactly. That's my plan.
Yeah, me too.
This is a big
Matt,
one.
I just want to go out on a limb and say I don't know whether I prefer the pre-recorded splash screens or you saying the splash screens out loud. Either way, it's difficult for me.
Well, I'm sorry that I did not have a jingle. I feel really, really bad about not having a jingle. Honestly,
if you put
I do.
Some reverb on your voice, it probably would have been tight.
Matt, I can hop on this piano behind me and whip out a tune if you want to whip out a little jingle.
I mean, I would totally be down to do it. I don't know. Do we have time, Adrian, to do a jingle? No. Our producer is telling us we cannot do that. Our producer is giving us the big no signal at the moment. So
there it is.
Everybody blame him at the moment, basically. Okay, so let's go ahead and get into this. Bracken, if you could please show off the very first item that we're supposed to be showing off right here. So here it is. This is the very first item. This is your first hookah item. Here you go. Take a good look. This is, I'm going to tell you what it is. It's the Porsche hookah. This is the Porsche DeVille hookah right here. I'm not sure which version this is. That is how it's being sold. This is from eBay. I have two prices for you. Are you ready for this? The high price, $4,999, or is this $2,099? $4,099.
It's harder than I thought it would be.
$4,099 or $2,099. Which one is it, boys?
Is there an option C that both prices are insane?
Well, that's just a given. That is just a given all right. at all times. So
thumbs up for high, thumbs down for low.
Put it right in the middle of the screen. We're going to do the 3-2-1. Go ahead and start in the middle. And then I'll give you the 3-2-1 when you need to flip your thumb around. All right, here we go. Get that out of the. What are you doing? Get out of that, Bracken. Okay, here we go. Let me go ahead and transfer the screen back over. All right, guys. So 3-2-1, go. The first point is going to be given to Adrian. This hookah costs $4,099. It can be yours on eBay. And by the way, I got all the buy it now prices or best offer. You guys can make him an offer if you'd really like to.
Are you still on the screen for the hookah?
No, I'm not. You're watching a delay in mute. You're fine.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Hey,
I was very worried.
If anybody wants to watch the show with a much less delay, head on over to twitch.tv/amhookah, and the delay over there is much, much lessened, but you can still use the YouTube to type and chat. That way you're able to participate in all the different games and stuff like that. We're going to keep the betting open at least for the first like 3 or 4 rounds, just so you guys are aware, and then we'll shut that all off. Let's go ahead and jump into our next hookah. Bracken, could you please show off the next one, please? There we go. This is my favorite one. This is my absolute favorite one, and the reason why it's my favorite one is because if you look at the pipes on it, if you look at the hoses, they are not correct. The person who put this together did not put the hoses in correctly.
There's no grommets in there, are there?
Nope.
No grommets.
Definitely not. Nope.
Just fake wood inside of fake metal.
Oh my goodness. So this hookah was actually found on the Wish app. And I want to tell you first, because you know on Wish you can get lots of really good deals for all the stuff that you have going on, obviously. This hookah right now, at this moment, is in fact $18 if you would like to grab it. So I want you to tell me the price that it was before it was $18. This was on the Wish app. It is now $18, but you can get it for a staggering, you can get it for that low price of $18. But what was it before that? The high price, $200. The low price, $75. The high price, $200. Low price, $75. Go ahead and get your bets ready. Everybody wonder what they could be. You guys can play along in chat, obviously, all you want to. Let's go ahead and do this on 3, 2, 1. Oh, wait. Okay, 3, 2, 1. What is it? We have a high from Kyle. We have a low from Adrian. We are not at all up 1-1. Kyle just scored the point. This was originally a $200 pipe on the Wish app. $200 is what somebody was asking for this from.
Hey, they know what they've got, clearly.
I guess they do.
Check out that bowl on top. That looks like a mod bowl.
Yeah, exactly. It was a mod bowl. What are you talking about? No, it was a moderation bowl. I don't even know. All right, so let's go ahead and keep diving into this. Bracken, if you could go to the next picture, please. There we go. This is the most impressive hookah. This is the most impressive hookah that we will have on display today. I'm telling you right now, this hookah is super impressive, all right? Is it
bad if I want it?
I kind of want it too. I do. I really
is
do.
Is that a part of your order?
All right. So here's the thing, guys. This is a custom made in your car hookah. So if you look at the very top of it, the very top part is actually an electric coal. That piece that you see going on top of the bowl, that is actually an electric coal that you plug into your cigarette lighter. It's an all-in-one encompassing unit. It is an all-in-one encompassing unit that you can use inside of your car.
Hats off for innovation.
Adrian, you did the cheapest hookah on Amazon recently on your personal channel. This should be the most useless hookah that you can buy on your personal channel. That's all I'm saying.
I need to buy this and review it, yeah?
All right, so here are your two options. We have a high price and we have a low price, obviously. The high price...
Oh, man.
What?
I don't know. I don't know what the answer is.
You scared me. The high price right now is $250. Or can you get this for the low, low price of $55? High price, $250. Low price, $55. Take a look at it. Breathe it in. Let it get into you. It has an electronic charcoal built onto this. All right. Go ahead and think about your bets. Chat, get in the stuff that you think it might be. Let us know in the chat, obviously. We will be taking something from chat here in a little while. I'm sure we will. Let me go ahead and get back to the game show icon. Let's go ahead and hold you guys. Have your thumbs held out. All right. Thank you very much. All right. And on the count of 3, 2, 1, what is it? Both of you chose the high price for 200 and what did I say it was? What did I say the high price was?
$250, Matt.
It's not $250. It's the low price of not $250. It is $55. You can buy this on eBay for $55. Wow. Yes.
That's it, then. It's decided. You have to get that and review it, Adrian.
Yeah. Enjoy the podcast, guys. I'm going shopping. And get a new hookah.
All right. Bracken, go ahead and jump over to the next one if you could, please. Okay, so this is not a hookah. This is a hookah accessory. We've all seen these before, obviously. These are those gaming pipes that you're able to use on your PS4 controller or other controllers and stuff like that. So is an accessory. The accessory that I have picked out, I think, is something that a lot of people already own, already like. Hey, stop, Bracken, stop. What are you doing? You're not supposed to see any of those yet. All right, so the high price for this gaming hookah smoking accessory, $97. Oh, by the way, I want to preface this. This is also found on Wish, and you can get it for the low, low price of $12 today. But the price that it was before... The price that it was before, is it $97 as your high price or $27 as your low price? Was this accessory? Yes.
1 second. I can't really. It's hard to see that picture. Let me grab something.
Okay. Is he going to grab glasses?
He's going to grab one of the things that are in this, and he's going to win. I'm just going to. This is bullcrap.
Let's see.
No! I forfeit. This isn't fair.
This is going to be real embarrassing when I lose this one.
So, is it $97 for your high price? Was it $97 for your high price? Or was it $27 for your low price? Go ahead and get your thumbs ready and placed in the area. Go ahead and get your thumbs ready. Okay. In three, two, one. High price, low price. What is it? You guys both guessed on the low price, which is incorrect once again. It was $97 to begin with. $97. What do you think?
We're pulling from Wish.
Well, there's a few.
Wait. Was this the price it was before they marked it down, or is this what they're selling it for?
That is the price it was before they marked it down, was $97.
Oh, this is like one of those things where they're like, was $2,000 you can get today for the cheap price of $10.94.
Yes.
Plus shipping and handling.
That's what you were supposed to be paying. That was the game. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you got it. You guys got it. Perfect. All right. So let's go ahead and jump over to our next one. Yes, let's go ahead and jump into this one. Look at this beautiful, beautiful hookah right here. Oh, I didn't get it. I didn't show you guys off. Sorry about that. This one is, let's go ahead and jump into it real quick. As you guys can see it, it's a beautiful looking pink hookah. I know you guys have probably seen these type of hookahs before. They go by many names with many brands behind them as well. But this one is obviously a very special one. And the reason why it's a special one is because it's the one that I picked. So we have two prices associated with this pipe right here. You can get this for the high price. This is an eBay pipe. And this one, like I said, it's a buy it now or best offer, obviously. The high price that you can get on this one, or spend on this one, would be $2,500. That's the high price. That's the high price. Or you can spend the low, low price of $1,049.
All right. I'm going to go out real quick and say, this hookah, I know it's the 360 is a brand that's local to me. What?
Yeah, this is somebody is selling this on eBay right now for one of these two prices.
Check
I'm telling
the
you
the
right
listing.
Now.
How many were bought? I want to find out how many people gave their money away.
Those are the people we need to contact about AM hookah merch, I think.
All right, you've got advantage on this one.
So, like I said, this is an eBay listing that I found, and it has two prices that you can choose from. The high price is $2,500, or the low price is $1,049. So if you guys could please hold out your thumbs. Hold out your thumbs, if you could, please. Very, very nice. Bring it up, Adrian. Bring it up. There it is. All right. So is it $2,000, $2,500, or is it $1,049?
Don't forget to switch the screen.
I did this time. Okay, so go ahead on the count of three, two, one. What is it? We got the low price, which is $1,049. You both get a point. Congratulations. Oh, you were
neck
both
and neck.
Correct.
Let's go.
You guys are tied at the moment, 2-2. Captain Wetbeard, if you could put the tally of the points for each one of the contestants on the chat when you get a chance.
You know what? I think we're going to have to look away from the screen when we do it just to be safe, because I'm going to rip you off to keep it tied so I don't lose.
All right, that's something on the table.
Tight.
So we got the points. You guys are tied 2-2 at the moment. Let's go ahead and jump into our next one. Bracken, if you could open up the next one, please. This is the very rare, the very famous, the very sought out on extreme occasions, the Al Fucker all glass hookah. I don't know if you guys know about this, but it turns out this hookah must be super luxurious and needs to be bought at a very expensive price, because that's what they are selling it for on eBay at this exact moment. So I got two prices for you. The first price is your high price. And the high price for this beautiful looking Al Fucker hookah is $5,009.
Where are you getting these prices?
eBay. I told you, somebody listed this on eBay. It's open game.
You have all these pipes.
$5,009 is your high price, or $3,002 is your low price. So is it $5,009? Very important, the $9. Or $3,002. Once again, very important, $2. Go ahead and get your thumbs at the ready if you could. And in a very small count of three, two, one, make your bet. We got the high price. The high price you guys both guessed was $5,009. Congratulations. You guys are still tied. 3-3 at the moment. You're still tied 3-3. This may go into further rounds, it turns out. We may be searching for that. So far.
Was it the high price?
It was the high price, $5,009. Oh my yes, it God. Was.
Turns out people are just getting ripped the fuck off.
Yeah, that's like $80 at my local Arab market.
No. This one's a very special one. This is a super rare one that you can only get on eBay. That must be the reason why, obviously.
Not you good.
So a couple of quick notes, obviously, guys. If you're listening to this on the audio podcast, I apologize because it must sound like we're all crazy people. Please watch the show on this portion of the episode and you can go back to your audio version later, or you can keep hearing the mutterings and craziness in which we are talking. Obviously, at the moment, if you don't want to see the pictures of these beautiful, extravagant, amazing hookahs that we're showing off at the moment.
You don't want it. You stay on the audio version.
Kyle, I got to ask you real quick. Which of all these items that we have seen so far have been your favorite?
Oh, absolutely. The car hookah, man. That's always, yeah. Road trip hookah is like my favorite thing, but it's the stupidest, most dangerous idea. He solved it. Look at him. He's a goddamn Da Vinci. He's a genius.
I've done the road trip hookah. I just seatbelted it into the front seat.
Turns out you were doing it wrong. You needed an electric coil to cook your hookah properly. Hey, guys, in the chat, I'm going to go ahead and close off the betting. Okay, we're going to do one more round. You're going to see pick number 7, basically. And on pick number 7, we're going to quit after that, okay? And then you'll have to get your finalized votes into who you think is going to be the winner. We are tied up at the moment 3-3 because both of them got the last one correct. So we are tied up. Adrian has 3 points. But Kyle has 3 points. Whoever wins this, you remember, your bets are valid up to 500 bowls if you want to make that risk. I'm looking at you, Eddie. I hope you bet a big one, and I hope you lose. I'm just kidding. I really don't hope. I don't hope anybody loses.
That's really mean.
I'm kidding. Okay, Bracken, if you could go to picture number 7, please. Picture number 7. Okay, so this hookah serves two purposes. I thought it looked really cool, and
I love it.
That's
a mod bowl.
It's a pricey hookah, but it is a custom made steam pipe hookah. This is
with
not
a mod bowl.
With a mod bowl, yes. But you know, come on, let's give them a little bit of points for creativity. I think this is kind of cool looking. This is a custom made. There's a little steam gauge. If you look on the very side of it, there's like a little steam gauge and stuff like that.
I love it.
Kind of looks cool, right? I mean, it's not like super awesome, but it's kind of cool. All right. This is once again an eBay listing, obviously. I got two prices for you. I have a high price. The high price for this one, $1,900. The low price, $900. So the difference of this is $1,000. Like I said, from the listing, at least, this is a custom-made steampunk hookah. Somebody made this. Somebody, you know, blood, sweat, and tears, and a mod bowl, all into one package that you're seeing in front of you right now. $1,900 or $900. You guys ready to make your choices?
Oh, yeah. One sec. I got to lob the Snickers bar at my cat that's on the counter. Hold on. Off. Bingo. All right, ready.
Adrian once threw something too, and it didn't work out so well for him.
Shut the fuck up.
All right, so let's go ahead and get your thumbs up and let's do the countdown. Remember, the high price is $1,900. The low price is $900. All right, let's go ahead and do this on the count of 3, 2, 1. Which is it? Oh, we finally got some differences. Somebody's going to walk away and take the lead.
Well, I waited to see Kyle's in the picture.
Yeah,
Someone has to win.
Yes, very true. So we are going to, in fact, have somebody take the lead right now. And that person that's going to take the lead, Kyle Smith. This hookah costs $900. Yes. Kind of hookah.
Yeah, I could see that maybe.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, not really, though,
because mod bowl.
Like, that's the most justified one.
I thought it was kind of a realistic, cool pipe. It wasn't the stupid price, outrageous ones for no reason. At least, if anything else, it is at least, a custom-made hookah, if nothing else, right?
Fair.
Yeah, somebody poured their heart and soul into that. It's pretty cool.
Exactly.
Give them that. The bowl, they can do better.
Yeah, if there was a relics bowl on top of that, $1,900, easily, obviously.
Put it on top. You spread right there. Look at that.
So we just had.
This is a dangerous game.
Don't do that. We just had Bilu chime in and ask if my bet is in. Bilu, as long as you typed in !! bet space and then any dollar amount that you have in your actual wallet of bowls, then it was in fact taken down. If you're worried that it didn't get taken down correctly, go ahead and drop it in again. We'll wait for you for just a moment to make sure everybody gets their bets in. Remember, the bet is who's going to win. Is it going to be Adrian or is it going to be Kyle Smith? Who's going to win this game at the end of it? The betting that you're going to want to use is !! bet space and then 0 for Adrian or 1 for Kyle space the dollar amount that you want to place. Those are how, that is how you get your bet in. I'm going to go ahead and write it down myself so you guys can see what it is. I'm going to do a low dollar amount just because I don't want to get involved between you two and I'm scared. So don't judge me. I'm just, this is the format. That's all I'm doing, is typing down the format for everybody to be able to see how it works exactly. What do you guys think about this custom-made Steampunk Hookah? I'm shooting this out to the chat real quick so they can hear what it sounds like exactly, so I can see what they might be thinking about it. Yeah. So I'm trying to vamp for just a little while to make sure everybody has a chance to get their bets in a little bit.
Yeah.
All right.
I love the thing. Yeah, it reminds me a lot of like the DIY like Steampunk Hookah videos you'll see pop up on Facebook feeds and YouTube. I always wanted to try that.
There's a guy, his name is like Banjo Show or something like that, and he has this one video where he makes this really cool hookah, but beyond the hookah, the music in it is like really good. I just listened to the music. I don't even watch the video. It's just really good. All right. Should I go ahead and close off betting, or do you think I should keep it open for one more round? What do you think, Adrian?
No, close it off. Close it off.
Okay, we're going to close it off right now.
If you didn't bet, sucks to suck.
it's done. We have just ended it right now. Paul just got his bet in at this very last second. Congratulations, Paul. You got your bet in. All right, let's go ahead and get into our next picture, if you could please, Mr. Bracken Cox, our wonderful producer. This hookah right here is an acrylic hookah.
$29.99. Hookah Factory, Deerborn, Michigan.
It's not. I tell you that right now.
No, I'm just telling you what it is.
It's like, not.
I know you're about to do some voodoo bullshit where you posted it on eBay.
I didn't
I'm
post just it on eBay.
What that hookah's worth.
This is the hookah that I found on eBay, and the cost that they are selling this for on eBay right now, you can get it for the low price of the high price of $4,099. Hold on. Did you skip one, Bracken? Did I skip one? Uh-oh. We're running into a small technical error. We did. We ran it. I think I may have done something wrong on this one. Let me very quickly edit this. Sorry about this, guys.
What eBay are you finding these on, man?
The magic.
This game eBay isn't real. This game is changed into what type of bullshit has Matt found on eBay?
Yeah, a little bit.
That is the game that we're playing.
Okay, so here we go. Here are our actual prices for this one. Sorry about that, guys. The prices for this acrylic-looking hookah right here. You can get it for a price of $6,005 for the high price, or the low price. Nice. Or the low price is $1,350. $1,000.
This is just for one, right? Not for the whole lot.
Yeah, it's just for one. I made sure about that. I was trying to find out if I could get you guys a good deal. Sadly, it is just for the one pipe. Sorry about that, guys. It is one
Damn.
Pipe. I know you're looking forward to it. I know.
Those hookahs would have been worth about $1,000 a pop.
Yeah, easy.
Go ahead and get your fingers ready. All right. Let's go ahead and get you guys back on the screen. All right. So is it that high price of $6,500 or is it the low price of $1,350? In 3, 2, 1, go ahead and give us your answer. You guys both guessed on the low price, and you guys are both incorrect. One of these stunning-looking pipes, $6,005.
Jesus.
Fancy.
Yes. We still have a lead at the moment. Kyle Smith is still in the lead with 4 points so far, and Adrian has a total of 3 points, so 4 to 3 right now. All right, so let's go ahead and get directly into the next one. Bracken, if you could move over to the next one, please. This is another one that I was able to find on Wish. Here you go. Look at this stunning hookah.
Hey, they got the hoses in right this time.
That's so why I picked this one. I thought I should show off not everybody on Wish doesn't know what they're doing. There's some people that are trying real hard to get their Wish items to look appropriate and proper. So that is why I picked this one as well. But this was a Wish hookah. And on Wish, it did originally cost a grand total of, where is it? Oh, I messed this one up a little bit. I did, didn't I?
Wait, do you have the actual price it's at now? That's important.
No, I don't. I confused myself. You can buy this hookah right now for a price of $15. You can get the price for $15. Or it was. You can buy it right now if you go to Wish for $15. I'm getting myself confused right now. So, what was the cost originally is the question here. Was it a high price of $40 at one point? Or was it the low price of $2.50? Was there a mess up on this? Was there a mess up on this listing that caused it to get?
Are you being meta right
was
now?
There? I don't know. Yeah. What is meta? What is meta is the real question. What is? I'm not smart enough to do what you guys are thinking that I just did. I am not
Piss
smart
off,
enough.
Kyle, pick the other one.
All right. Yeah. So $40 is your high price, $250 is your low price. Go ahead and give us your answer in 3, 2, 1. What is it? It was $40. Yeah, it's $40. Yeah, it was. This once cost it one. It, yeah, it,
it, it did. You stay behind me.
It cost $40. So where are we at for our? We got 5-4. Is that correct? 5-4, I believe, is where we are sitting at the moment. Kyle Smith is leading by 1 point. Going into our 10th round. Going into our 10th round. This we could have some bonus rounds if we need to. Here's the problem: is because we are down by one. If Adrian comes back from behind and takes the point, we'll have to do an 11th round for sure. So that is is going to have to happen. If Matt understood meta, he would be much better at Smash. Shut up, David! How dare you? How Bird. Dare you, David?
David's got bars.
That's called a zinger.
That was so cold-hearted. All right, let's go ahead and go into our 10th hookah. Please go into our 10th hookah. All right, here's our 10th hookah. This is a extravagant exclusive hookah that I was able to find on eBay, obviously. This hookah is a crazy looking one, and it does not come with the car that you're seeing in the background. It does not come with that car, sadly, but if you did the best offer, you may be able to convince him to give you the car as well. I don't know. This was a pretty interesting one because it is gold-plated. It is aluminum. There's just a lot going on, as you guys can see, obviously. I forgot to grab the brand name to this one, so I apologize for that, because this is pretty impressive, obviously. There's two prices for this, obviously. Your high price is $9,999. And even though I didn't write it, 99 cents. And the low price for this one, $1,000. And even though I didn't write it, 99 cents.
Are they claiming this is real gold-plated?
They said the word gold and plated. That's all I can tell you. That's all I can tell you.
When those words are in the same sentence, I think we all know what it means.
Exactly, exactly. You could be walking away from this for a very low price. I mean, honestly, think about it. If it's gold plated, you may be getting yourself a steal at any one of these prices, basically. That's all I'm trying to say. So go ahead. Get your thumbs at the ready. We're going to go ahead and get into this. This could either be the end of the game, or it could be the start of one more round. We'll have to wait and see. Is it the high price of $9,999.99, or is it the low price of $1,000.99? On the count of 3, 2, 1, go. It is, in fact, the high price of $9,999, which means one thing: Kyle Smith is the winner of the game. And once again, the name of the game, if you did not see earlier, was I Wish I May, I Wish I Might Have This Hookah Wish Tonight.
You're welcome, everyone who had faith in me. Well placed. Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, man, that was exciting. I feel bad not having a jingle now, because I feel like the jingle really kind of cements the ending and the beginning of the rounds. And because I was unable to do that, I feel like I'm not giving the audience what they truly deserve. So I apologize, audience. I really
deserve.
They do. They do.
Interesting.
Okay. Oh, it didn't switch. Sorry about that, guys. It did not switch. Okay, so the winner was obviously Kyle. Let's go ahead and head over to our betting. And I'm going to give everybody that bet on Kyle, which was not as many as bet on Adrian. Sorry, Kyle. There was people that believed in Adrian over you.
Who are my faithful?
We'll be able to see them very shortly.
Good.
I think that's because they don't understand just how good you are when it
Eddie,
comes to
Bridget.
Making...
Bridget, what the? Eddie, Bridget, Khalid, and Travis Green. What? You guys yes. suck. You were right.
This is my people.
You suck.
Oh my goodness. Hey, Bracken, do you want to show off the other hookahs real quick that we were able to find? Do you want to just show them off very quickly? Go ahead and take a look at these hookahs. This is a one of those hookahs that you're able to put onto any bottle. That way you have a hookah at all times, obviously. Yeah, yep.
No.
That is
no.
what it is. This is a Mia hookah that I was able to find for $6,007 right here.
That's the cheapest hookah on Amazon.com.
Yep, $6,007. That's how much I had to pay for it. Oh, this is the beautiful Eiffel Tower hookah that people are obviously super aware of at all times. This one costs $1,050 on eBay right now. Low price. And then finally, for our very last one, this one makes a little bit more sense. It's the Medusa from that one brand that I can't think of at the moment. But this was
Medusa. That's Medusa.
Is it just Medusa? Is that all it is?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. $2,799 for that hookah right there. So there you go. Thank you so much for participating in that little game.
Yeah, it was fun, man.
Yay! Yeah. I lost. I lose.
You gotta figure, like, so many people are listing hookahs at this price on eBay. They have to be selling occasionally.
Somebody has to be buying a $1,000 hookah every once in a while. How crazy is that?
Probably Drake.
He's like, just show me the expensive ones. It'll be fine. Oh my gosh. Type in hookah on Amazon and look at the Amazon choice listings. We'll do that game later. The Amazon hookah game will be the next one that we do. You guys don't even worry about that.
Shaq can pop up on screen. Shaq bought all these hookahs, actually.
Oh, did he?
Shaq and DJ Khaled, yeah, absolutely.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That makes
sense. Oh, yeah.
That makes sense now. Bracken, thank you. Thank you for being the game show. Thank you for being our Vanna White. Thank you so much. You did a wonderful job.
No, much better looking, but
yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. No, you are, obviously. So thank you so much. Appreciate that.
She is.
Okay. Awesome. Guys, very cool stuff, obviously. Let's go ahead and get into a little bit of a topic discussion for a little while. That killed off a pretty good amount of time. Thank you guys for participating in the game, and thank you, Kyle, for winning. I will have to give you a trophy when I see. I have to give everybody trophies that wins at these games. I have to give Devin and Derek a trophy, obviously. I have theirs ready and prepared. I already know what I'm going to be doing, Derek. You don't worry. Tell Devin I got something for you. Adrian, I got a trophy ready for you, too. I don't have to get one for Frank because Frank didn't win. Thank you, Adrian. Appreciate that, obviously.
Nice.
You know I'll accept payment in the form of bowls, right, Matt?
Oh, yeah. Well, I don't know about that. I can't just be giving these away all nilly-willy. Otherwise, Adrian will make me stop doing them, basically.
$1,200, Kyle, right now.
All right, $1,200 for 1,200 bowls.
Jeremy. Well,
no, just one.
Jeremy, if you're in the chat as Hookah University, please let me know. Do I need to give you a trophy, or is your trophy the fact that Adrian has to pack every bowl for you for the rest of the year? Which one is it?
That's going to be a fun game.
It's going to be a bad weekend. I'm not going to have any fun. Jerry's going to be like, here's what I want next. And be like, yeah, man, what are you fucking... You got it, buddy.
Okay, so let's go ahead and jump into our topic for the rest of the night. So the topic is, of course, just kind of talking with Mr. Kyle Smith. I wanted to start this off by giving you a moment of just kind of letting yourself be free to talk as much as you want, more than anything, and just kind of say what it is that you want to say. I'd really appreciate any honesty and anything that you have off your chest, obviously. Just let it go, and we'll be taking questions inside the chat as well. If you have a question, drop a question mark in front of it, and then we'll be able to easily see it, obviously. And yeah, let's go ahead and get into it. So Kyle, if you don't mind, just let it go.
Hookah in general, or do you want me to talk about relics?
Whatever you want to talk about.
That's the hardest question ever. You basically, hey, talk.
Yeah.
It's what I want. Like, that's what I want, too. It's just so hard to do that. Like, when Matt walks away for even a second and he's like, Rith, I'm like, I want to play Magic? I don't know. I'm not that interesting.
I'm dying over here watching Kyle, Brad seeing something. I can't tell.
Let it go.
I guarantee that the patrons of this show don't have nearly as much fun watching it as we do watching the appearance screen that Brad is in.
Yes.
Guarantee it. Kyle, all right. You've been like over a year since you were last on the podcast, I think. What you been up to, buddy?
Yeah, man. Last time I did it was when I announced the Relic Spring Bowl. That's right. That was like back in June-ish.
So not July. Quite a year, but that's a long time still.
It was, yeah.
Yeah, no, close for sure. So obviously that went well.
Yikes.
Is there anything about that in particular you want to speak about?
It sucked. I don't know. Yeah, it was definitely a huge blow, man. It like really just shot my spirits. Like I did not see that coming at all. I still want to have faith that what Ron is saying is true about everything that went down with his dad. I mean, it's hard to believe it given all the circumstantial evidence that happened around it. Mm-hmm. But just from where I'm coming from, what I saw working with him, the dude paid for shipping on like everything I sent him. He paid for the bulls that we gave away at Hugh. Like, I don't think this was a long-term plan. I think something happened and he had to make a shitty decision. But that aside, since those bulls came out, I have been looking for a house. Me and my wife are trying to get out of this schlubby place, get into our first house. So that's like eating up all my time. I got back on the wheel about a month ago just so I could shake the rust off. And did I send you a picture of that, Adrian?
The knot bowl?
Yeah, I made my first hookah base. I'm getting ready to glaze that and fire it this weekend. I'm really excited about that. Made a few bowls, made a few more ring bowls. I'm waiting until we get set up in the new house because I'm like, that is like at the top of my list for a house, is it has to have like a basement or workspace inside so I can throw 24/7.
That is what I am most excited about because my collection is not big enough.
Agreed.
Bigger than mine, man. yeah, other than that, man, we've just been house hunting, and I know it's not hookah related.
Doesn't need to be, man. We're here to talk to you.
Yeah, I got to go hang out with Jeremy Bird over Christmas, and he actually is working on, you've probably seen him by now, he's working on these glass mouth tips.
Uh-huh. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah,
so cool.
Dope. I love him. And he was sweet enough to send it home with me just to try. And then, like, of course, when it came back to time to ship it home, he was like, nah, just keep it. Because he's Jeremy.
Jeremy's Jeremy.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, man. Other than that, not much. Just looking forward to Hugh. I did not spring for that VIP package. Did any of you guys do that?
I didn't. I think I'm going to wait and see.
I did.
So while Matt goes early, we can all get breakfast.
Yes.
Hello.
Some diner in Vegas. It'll be fine.
Hello. I spent $125 to go to a hookah expo. I hope it's more than just tobacco in my gift bag. Hello.
There better be a Porsche hookah in there.
a mini Porsche hookah. I'm not greedy. Jeez.
God, yeah. Come on, Adrian. Have you guys set up accommodations yet? Are you going to be bunking with anybody?
Yes, yeah. We do have something set up at the moment.
Something.
Well, drop me a line if you got an extra spot on the floor, because I'm still looking for a place to sleep.
I think we can do something.
We'll hit you up in the DMs.
Yeah, we'll
All right,
up.
Cool, cool.
Top secret.
Yeah, what are you talking about? I don't know what's going on. Anyways, so you do have plans to go to the expo then. That was another question that I did have for you. You are planning on going to Vegas again.
Absolutely. I'm really hoping we've put in two... Man, the housing market sucks right now if you're a buyer. We put in two offers that both got, like, shot down because someone had cash and just paid all up front. I'm hoping to be in a house at least a couple months before Hugh, so that way I can churn out a few things free with me. I don't want to show up empty-handed. Yeah, man, that's all I got going on as far as hookah. Like, I know everyone's probably noticed who pays attention to relics. Like, I have not been active on the boards. I've spent all my energy and focus on trying to find a freaking house. It's hard work.
Yes, it is. I'm hoping to eventually sell my house because it's starting to get a little small. I don't know if you know this, but I just keep producing children for some reason. And
all girls too.
We're all girls. I don't know what I'm doing.
You are the Philip Rivers of hookah podcasts, Matt. And only you and I will get that problem.
Yeah, you've told me that before, and I've always loved that joke that you call me the Philip Rivers of hookah, and Cars calls me the dad of hookah, and I just think that's hilarious. Yes. It's so funny. But yeah, I eventually would like to get a little bit bigger place, and the same thing that you're kind of going off of is I do want to have a man cave, right? Like, I do want to have a place where I have to set up my stuff, have it ready. Like, this is a really nice area that I have set up in my house right now, but it's like taking up room that could be used for like my small children to like also play in, and I have to like shove them out and be like, no, don't, you can't, get out of here and stuff. So I'd like to have a room that I can put aside to myself that isn't going to take away room from my family and stuff like that. So I get where you're coming from when it comes to that, for sure.
Totally. Actually, Matt, if I send you that picture of the base I made, is that something you could throw up?
I more than likely could. Go ahead and send it over to me.
You got it, man.
So another question that I wanted to ask you, I know you said you haven't been participating a whole lot inside of the hookah communities and stuff, which is obvious because you're a busy guy and you're doing real life stuff, which makes sense. My question to you is, have you noticed anything inside of the hookah communities kind of from being able to take a step back? This is something that I've noticed personally before, is when you kind of take a step back and you just watch everything kind of happening and revolving around you instead of being directly involved in it, it looks a lot different sometimes. And you notice things that you don't normally notice, or you kind of like have a feel for things that you don't normally kind of feel out kind of in a lot of ways. So I was wondering, what's your kind of thought about the hookah community at the moment, if you have any, that is?
Man, most of the stuff I'm seeing is the FDA shit coming down the pipeline, starting to, like out in California. I know that bill just passed. That's
Oh, the AOA bill? Yeah.
It's a huge bummer. I think just seeing some of the response, that stepping back and not being, looking at it from like the producer creator standpoint, and just like going back to being an enthusiast, I feel really lucky for how well everybody responded so well to the Relics Bowls when I first released them, and up through now. Just, I don't know, I feel like the community is really quick to like jump on new stuff and just shit on it if it, I don't know, if it doesn't.
Yeah, you know, that's like been a problem. I'm even guilty of going in a little hard on the Hazy Bowls. And that's something you really need to try before you knock it, because I think new creators in this space are good. Luckily, you've proven yourself, and I think I'm not the only one probably just itching for the, like, whenever you're ready, Kyle, we're waiting. Like, there's no ceremony necessary. As soon as you just, like, we have more, everyone's going to be like, how much money do you want? You want a whole wallet? Credit card?
I know. And I want to say real quick. I want to say real quick to everybody that has DM'd me on Facebook or sent me an Instagram message, I am so sorry that I have not responded to you. I'm a piece of shit when it comes to that, like getting personal requests for bowls. It's just like, it gets overwhelming after you've had a long day, and then you let it build up, and it's nothing personal. I'm going to try to get back to everybody eventually. So free to be pissed off at me until then. You're fine.
So going in on that just a little bit, if you don't mind. So first off, let me show this vase that you just sent to us, obviously. This is a vase made out of just is it the same sort of clay that you use for your Relics Bowls as well then?
Yeah, I use just what I had left over from the Relics Ring Bash. I use that clay. And I initially set out to make a base for a standard hookah, but I've never made anything that's not a hookah bowl. So it wound up being a lot smaller than I thought it was going to be. I had to turn it into a little portable, actually made it to fit this one over here.
So a male base as opposed to
a male base.
Oh man, I cannot wait to see that, because the glazes you do, I always wonder what you're going to do, because I know that like this one, it blows everyone's mind. This isn't going to turn up on camera very well. But when you look at this bowl head on, and then you flip it over and see how much blue is in the bowl,
it's
I can't wait to see you glaze that.
Yeah,
there's so many cool things that you do with glaze that not a lot of other people do, and I'm super pumped, and I'm probably going to try to steal it from you.
All right. Come at me, bro.
Like, I'll fight you.
So we only have a little while left. We want to make sure that we stop on time for a couple reasons. One, because we're all busy and stuff. But more importantly, we all want to make sure that we're over to Hookah University watching the Beer Garden with our good friend Jeremy and David doing the awesome, and Captain Wetbeard, who's going to be guesting on this episode of the Beer Garden as well. So we want to make sure that we're over there with enough time to spare. Obviously, it's going to be happening almost directly after this. It'll be at 6:30 over on Hookah University, or not 6:30, but I guess it would be 7:30 my time, 6:30 somebody else's time, 8:30 another
9:30
person's time.
My time.
There you go. 9:30 your time. Yeah, Eastern. Exactly.
9:30
minutes after we end.
30 minutes after we end. There you go. Thank you so much, 15. Bracken.
15. It's a 15. It's a 15.
I got to stop talking. I'm going to confuse everybody.
Stop talking. I'm sorry. All stop talking. Everyone be quiet.
I'm going to talk. If I have a slot for two, there's two more things I'd be remiss if I didn't say.
Oh, please, please.
Time. Yeah. First of all, totally forgot to mention I'm smoking out of the Derek Moses hose when we went over setups. This was something that Derek and Resin Kings, that made me a resin handle, they paired up and made this for me and sent it to me on the house after everything that went down with the Hookah Heroes release. That was just such a stand-up, awesome thing. So thank you guys. I absolutely love this pairing, this hose, this handle. And the other thing, keep an eye out. I know it was a controversial first release. Keep an eye out for Hazy Bowls when they do the next release. That dude sends me pictures every day, and he's getting so much better. He's got better tools than I do now for trimming, which isn't saying much, because right now I'm trimming my bowls with literal hookah tongs. I've sharpened up a pair of hookah tongs, and I'm trimming the bowls with them.
That's so hipster. No, that's great.
What's that?
I said, that's so hipster. That's great.
Yeah, it's like Adrian was saying, that's a selling point. I should mention that with every
Put that on the box, bro.
I will. But yeah, dude, he's getting better and better with every bowl he sends me. And that dude's like my little apprentice, not to sound too presumptuous. He's like been under my wing since day one.
That's awesome.
So keep it out for Hazy Bowls.
And that's something
very cool.
You know, sadly, we're running out of time to talk, but I'd love to have you on again, because I think that you're a very down to earth guy, obviously, and able to have some very deep conversations when it comes to kind of the minute things in hookah that don't matter, quote unquote, but do matter at the same time. And something that I think that is sometimes overlooked at times is that we will take a product. Any of us will. I'm not just looking at Adrian. I've done it too, and made very gut reactions very early on based upon things that maybe aren't as important as what we first put our emphasis on, right? Like, I think that sadly we have fallen into such a niche community of enthusiasts that we will sometimes not let new creators burst into the scene that we don't feel are a part of the club, or like the old men's club, as some would say, and stuff. I'm not like trying to like make brash claims of any kind, but I do want it to be said that we do want to do our best to nurture good content creators or enthusiasts that care about the industry, right? Like, there's people that just make stuff trying to make money, and you know, best to luck to them, obviously. There's people that care about what they're doing and they want to try to enjoy the passion that they do, like Bracken, obviously. Pure money, that's all he's looking for. That's I see you, Bracken, I see you. But I'd love to have a deeper conversation about that with you, Kyle. I think that'd be fantastic.
I didn't know that you and the guy from Hazy communicated so much. And off the back of what Matt said, definitely these newer people in our end of the community, especially Facebook groups and stuff, need to be given a little bit more leniency, because we are used to stuff like Stone Bowls and Relics Bowls, but Hazy Bowls could be the next artisan bowl that everyone collects along with their Stone Bowls and Relics Bowls. So the gut reactions are harsh, and I had a harsh one. So
no, I think so, and I wasn't trying to take a shot at you with that, Adrian, on the Hazy Bowl stuff.
I deserve a bit of a shot. You know, I did go in a little hard.
Well, that's one of the things, like, I was talking to him a little bit about it. That's one of the things that I really like about you as a reviewer and as a personality on the show, is you wear your opinion on your sleeve, like, no bars, no hold bars, or however that saying goes. But you're the first person to eat crow if you get your hands on the product and you find out that it's not what you thought it was. Like, you have no problem doing that. That's what I like about you.
I appreciate that.
I agree.
I wish we had more time. We got to do this again, maybe even this season if we can.
Yes, honestly. We do. Maybe in Vegas or something. But yes, we all got to we gotta get out of here, because we got to head over to Hook University. We got to go check out the beer garden. Thank you guys. Thank you guys so much.
I'm going to be drinking beer, watching the beer garden. I'll be sauced the fuck up by the time it starts.
Thank you guys so much for watching this episode of the AM Hookah Podcast. I hope you enjoyed the game. I hope you enjoyed our talk with Kyle. Kyle, I cannot say thank you enough for being a part of this. We appreciate it so very much. Thank you to our wonderful sponsor over at Prestige Bubbles Coconut Charcoal, the coal that always brings out the good vibes. If you're looking for if you're looking for some tobacco to buy as well, head on over to hookahjohn.com. Use discount code AMHookah for anything over $45 for 10% off. And make sure you subscribe to the channel, follow us on Twitch, and hey, don't forget, I needed to give you guys one more link to the raffle copter to give your guys a chance to win 250 bowls. So go and do that. Follow us and get 250 bowls possibly. We'll be announcing that on Monday. Make sure you watch the Gamecast and technical difficulties. Until next time, guys, keep on smoking. Goodbye.
Bye, everybody. Go to the beer garden. If you're not in the beer garden, I'll find you.
Go to the beer garden.
Stop again.
Bye, beer garden.